anyone has heard of the terminology lost in the sauce, that seems to be something that ends up frequently happening to me. The definition, or around about the definition, it seems to be where you get into a stage of confusion. And for me, that happens frequently because I have my hand in too many pots, no pun intended. Me getting lost is where I have all these ideas of different things that I want to do, either pertaining to business or pertaining to family. It could be pertaining to employment, not business employment, but being employed for someone else. And within all those factors, I happen to easily get lost. And because this happens to me, I know that there are other people out there like me who tend to get lost in the sauce, where you get caught up doing so many different things that you're not really paying attention, and that leads you either too far away from or closer to something or somewhere where you don't intend to be. So right now I am outside, which you can probably catch the wind, pacing around at a temp job that I've decided to do for the summer. And after having a conversation with my husband today, and even though we probably have this conversation often, I tend to be the person who I get spearheaded in one direction, and when I start there, something else comes, and then I am again lost in the sauce. I start trying to do too many things at once, and then I have too many concepts of, okay, what do I need to do for the business here? But then I also want to work on myself. But then, okay, hold on. I need to go make some money here, make some money there. And then there's no focus. The focus gets lost. Whatever my intent, what I wanted to do, gets lost. And that's not where I want to be at. So I'm walking around. I'm here, but I'm not here, because my focus is not on what I'm doing right now. My focus is on what I want to be doing and what I'm passionate about. And my passion is helping other people. Yes, I am helping at what I'm doing right now, but I'm also not really helping myself, because my attention is being geared towards doing something for someone else for their benefit, but it doesn't really benefit me. I guess you could say, in a sense, yes, I'll get a paycheck out of this, but is a paycheck really worth not being able to complete other tasks or to work and stay focused on my business with my husband? Well, I'm going to catch up with this in a little while. I just wanted to walk outside and share these thoughts, put these thoughts out here. My goal is, I have all these goals and I say it all the time, but now that when I'm having these thoughts, just to go ahead and just record a few of them, because the one benefit of Anchor is that you are able to go ahead and record a little bit at one point and then splice all those together just to make one long recording. So that's one thing that I will take advantage of in the near future.
You know what I was saying is that when you're only, it's not like you're completely happy being on it. It's almost like an abusive relationship. Like when people get in relationships, people are fighting every day, but it's
like scrapping
every day. And then they be like, why don't you get out of this relationship? Why don't you stay in this relationship? Yada, yada, yada. Because I love him. Because I love her. Ain't she cheating on you? Yep. When you saying it, that's what happens in relationships. Some dudes cheat on girls left and right, and they stay. No.
I would have left.
No. Okay, but we can have enough.
Well,
You're saying that, but you haven't left whatever, I don't know what the name
see,
of
oh,
it is.
Now look, now you see, but we just haven't left gun chat. Now
well,
you see what I'm talking
well,
about?
Well, that's, yeah. well, that's all, why we're saying, glory. Well, that's why we're saying, Junior, Malachi, sit down, you got all his nanaks blowing everywhere.
Junior, come here.
That's, well, that's why we're saying the whole, like, lost in the sauce aspect of it, because you're so caught up in living in that reality of being up for 15, 16 hours on your phone. Let me add hours.
No, you be on it all.
So 20 hours straight on your phone, just 20 hours straight in chat rooms, and you can't decide what you are, what you want to do, what you want to be, where you want to go, because you're straight lost in that. Because
you don't have time to.
Because you don't have time to do anything else. Then when you go to sleep, you're sleeping till 4 o'clock the next day, and then trying to pretend like you're not asleep. And I'm like, okay, would you get up? So then when somebody says sweep this or clean this, and you have actual things need to be done, those things are irritating to you only because you've been lost in the sauce.
Hold on, pause. Look, but when Daddy take her out of the sauce and put her into something different, this is what you get.
Well, I am recording here, love.
Who the heck is outside?
If I would look at you like it.
Well, I was actually.
No, hold on. You gotta pay for the rest of that.
Oh.
Pay for the rest of that.
Well, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just by seeing that, what I'm saying is that when you're taken out of your element of being caught up or lost, then you can then truly find the things that you're good at and do those things. Junior, OMG, this is going to be like babies crying all over this podcast.
There's nothing in there, Junior.
Hold on.
There's been nothing in there for like the whole day. He's been drinking nothing.
All right,
so. I've been running the milks away.
Okay.
That's fine. Bad.
That's fine. That's going to happen.
Hug?
Yes, hug. Well, I mean, anyways, like having one person having a privilege over the other person is because I go over and look at all the different variables. Like I said, the stuff that he's watching, I'm not mad at, because though some of it's gobbledygook, I know I can say get off, and it's like okay, and I might get an aw or whatever here and there, but most of that is from not being treated the same way somebody else is being treated, and now I have to get off of this when the other person was allowed to be on all day. Well,
Oriana,
that nigga been on that forever.
Well, then that's maybe his personality.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Well, outside of their personality, babe, you want me to be saying that on the record? Golly.
What? Babe, hey, our family is what it is.
At the end all of be all, you produced
Mom,
some.
You said be all.
At the end all of be all.
Oh.
Not be all. That's just saying at the end to bring this to like a close. All of you trying to come in too? Goodness. Anyways, that when you are not stuck and caught up in doing that one thing, your attention and focus can go on to other things. And those other things can help manifest the things that you want. Like, you don't, if you, unless you want to manifest sitting on a couch for 20 hours a day on gum chat or whatever the.
Chat.
Well, whatever it's called, I don't care. It don't matter because you ain't going to be on it. So if you're not doing something that you love to do some of the time, because there's things that you're going to do that you don't like doing, and that's just how it goes. That's just life. You got to roll with those punches. But the times that you have the free time doing those things that, like this, making your videos, singing a song, drawing, coloring, reading a book, studying, acquiring more knowledge, acquiring more skill sets, will be better off in the long run than you sitting on gumballing them all day.
We can go outside and play basketball.
Yeah, you can go outside and play basketball. You can go out in the yard. You can go cut some grass for all I care. That would help me out. Yeah, because it's a little out of control over there.
I don't know why that grass blows.
That ain't gonna be me crazy.
Anyway, is there anything else you need to say, babe? So I can go to the restroom?
You're not getting on a game today?
Okay, done deal. No one's getting on game, so no one's lost in the sauce, and y'all can stay.
Like I'm about to do, you know, continue to jump up on this bed, jump on that couch, run around and hug people. We're gonna just gonna chill, man. Better do like that.
All right, everybody meditate, chill, and we are out.
You need to talk. You have the kids. You don't want to do nothing.
Yes, we got to talk, but I need to go to the bathroom.
Hey, Larry, let's go to the bathroom.
Is that a little person or a... All right, anyway, what was I saying? Back to, okay, the conversation that we were having was about... my level of engagement in the business, and then also doing the temp job where I'm at right now. And then is that, I don't know if I want to use the words beneficial, but more so, am I getting lost in that doing the work for somebody else to make some money, to pay for some things, or should I focus more of my attention on the business? Because there's family. So once I step out this door and I'm gone all day, and then I come home, my time ends up being family. If I try to get on my phone and do Instagram posts, or Facebook posts, or what we're doing right now, like me just randomly recording, that's not the things that I think of first. I think of, okay, just let me make myself something to eat. Let me make some dinner. Let me go get bathed. Okay, then let me do something with the kids. And then before I know it, it's like 10 o'clock. And I'm like, okay, well, I need to go to bed because I have to get back up at 6 o'clock in the morning to be up here. Well, I've been getting up, you know, going up there at 7:30, but now it'll be like 8. You know what I mean? So I know that, that's another thing where I'm like, I don't know. Because it's like, I know if I stay home for these next few moments, I won't be making the dollars. But then how much of my attention is going to be able to be on the business because of that? Because I haven't been giving them all the attention that they probably been wanting for at least a month. A month they haven't been seeing me. Because there has been like one weekend that I was up there working. So they've only seen me like totally for like whole days, 7 days out of the entire month. Which I know most people do all the time.
Each person has to look at who's in control of their reality. And leave it at that and not bring in roadblocks to adjust their reality in a fashion that, no, but wait, okay, but I have to. But just who's in control in the reality creation process. And when we take a look at who's in control, is it the individual
Or is it the system? The system is there and in place. And if we are saying certain things, then we know who has a certain amount of control. This whole fake money thing is always going to be there for those people that are participating in that system. If we participate in that system, we are going to need more money to pay for something. If we don't participate in that system and we get back into our higher self, we direct our energy to create whatever thing we desire and leave everything else and leave that to God, or let it fall in place. But one thing that we know is wherever we think it, that will be created. And whatever we don't want to be created, we also think that, and to make sure that that doesn't happen. So we know that in our situation, we're not going to allow ourselves to not be able to handle our businesses that we deal, that dealing with the system, because we can consciously deal with the system, but be in control of our own reality. And we can be like, look, I don't have to work this particular job. I can go over here, which is my idea. You can come home and you can work 3 or 4 days at home, building, boom, getting in a groove at home, and I can be out three or four days. We both can come home on a Thursday and not even go out nowhere. I can go back out you can go out on a Friday, and you can go out and work today. And I go out on a Saturday and a Sunday. I might feel like going to work out on a Saturday and a Sunday, you know what I mean? And bring in whatever money we need
to do the things that we need to do
with the system, but we both consistently work on our business. Because I have business ideas, and you have business ideas, and you'll be able to put your things together. I have more content to create, and then I'm able to bounce off of you, but now you're also putting together content. So now over the next 5 month period, what is created for my business? But I do know that if you go from here to a phone call agency place, all of your attention goes into that phone call agency place, and the max that you're going to get is $12 an hour out of it. That's the max that you're going to get. The max that you're going to get out of operating this business, our own business, is the motherfucking limit. There is no limit. In other words, there is no limitation on that. There's a difference that no matter what, dealing with the system, we are limited. And that's my take on this whole thing, is that we need to consistently have meetings, however we have them. And just because we haven't had it in a while doesn't mean that we quit having meetings. We never put that in our mind that we're still having our meetings. From the last meeting till now was a very short time. When we look back over our 10-year relationship, we weren't having any meetings at all because we didn't have a business, because we didn't consciously conjure up a business. But now we've created a business and we're working our business. And let's not allow for the systematic ego, that frequency, that consciousness, pull us back down to that level when we know that we're rising on a level, so it's going to try that much harder to pull us back. Mm-hmm. We don't need to.
Mm-hmm. And that was my whole take on having this discussion about being lost in the sauce, and that's where it originated from. The first one was kind of windy, but I'm going to keep it. But it's just that there's so many ideas and so many things that it's so easy to get lost in the middle of it. And then my analogy in the beginning, which I said is not a pun intended, but it's a good analogy to say that your hand is in too many pots. Mm-hmm. And it's like I'm doing this, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing this, but there's not one central focus. And something that you want to have like manifested to happen is not manifesting probably as quickly as it could because your attention is being spread out everywhere.
Undivided.
And well, it's divided. It's not undivided. It's just divided completely. And you're, this percentage is here, this person is here, that person is there, which is what we were talking about with the whole being on technology aspect. If 90% of your day is spent inside of your phone, like, and, but it's not productive, that's, you gotta add that in there. If it's not productive, then all that energy is going towards nothing. And then the 10% that you're struggling with of trying to, like, the ego coming, oh, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that, because it's so caught up in being used to this 90%.
Well, you know what? Now I just want to step back. When you say that the energy is going towards nothing, energy is always going towards something. Mm-hmm. And it's the people on the other side, or the someone that has created something, that's getting all that power and all that energy, which is why I was talking about flipping the 80-20, 80 acid and 20 alkaline, switching that around. Now 80 alkaline, 20 acid, I'm talking about our activities, I'm talking about creation and the B word. The creation being the alkalinity, 80%, and the acidity being the 20% or the 10%, which is the B word, watching things.
Instead
of being a creator and being doing things, that's the acid, that's the alkaline side of things, is being a creator. Being creative.
Yeah, that's what I said. I know in my mind is like, it's this Libra thing. It's just this whole like level of balance for me, and then I my scales always, it just never fails. There always has to be a balance. But then what ends up happening is I'll balance it out, but then one side gets tipped over because then more weight, if you want to talk on the scale of scales, more weight is getting put towards that one thing because then more energy starts flowing that way. And that's what I mean when I said, like, I don't mean it as in, like, because we already talked about energy is transferred. So when I'm saying that energy is going towards nothing, what I'm saying is it's going towards someone else, which is an essence. What does it do good for you?
Yeah, so you're saying, what does it do for you? How does it benefit you?
So that's why I say it's nothing. Yeah, I don't mean nothing as in doesn't exist.
It's almost like ejaculating, you pull out and you ejaculate, and it's just wasted. It doesn't go to create, it's energy loss. It doesn't go to create new babies. Not saying that it's energy, it doesn't go to anything, and we do it all the time for whatever reason.
Being summoned.
I mean,
this meeting is productive. That was all that I was really trying to say. Like, as far as the conversation goes, because my scale will put too much in one area, and other people, and you don't necessarily have to be a Libra. But whatever area you put the most attention in is where you're going to get the most out. And I say it a lot. It's easy to say things, but the action is what really matters. So being able to say that, you know, what you put in is what you get out. It's easy to say it, but then once you start doing something and you're like, well, if I'm putting in all this time going to this other place and giving them all my energy, and when I come home, and then I'm trying to be like, well, what society says is, well, you can do it all. Well, okay, yeah, you probably can, but you need to wore the fuck out because your attention is not set in stone in a
majority of one place.
Well, no, you are your attention. You are your
attention. Well, we know that. Well, you are what you attend to.
I mean, like, let's say, like I was saying, if you're, you know what I'm saying, you went up there, you're making a bill or whatever a day, you bring that bill home, that bill can really be transferred into about $200-$300 can really go towards advertisement. I love advertisement. It's not bad energy. It's getting better at what we do. It's getting better at what we do. We can all be going towards the advertisement so that people can see who we are and that they can learn how we can help them, because we're teachers.
Well, and that's the whole point of like being up where I'm at has strengthened me seeing. It's different when you know something, but then when you see something, how much of an educator you are and how much impact you have, because there's people who come to me and they're asking me something pertaining to health or pertaining to business, because a lot of people up there actually have teaching degrees. And they're like, well, what degree do you have? And I'm like, well, my degree is business. And they're like, oh, well, I'm running this eBay thing. And I'm like, hold on. So like people, it's easy for me to give people the advice, but in turn, I need to take my own advice that I dish out. You see what I'm saying? Like, if you're gonna do this, do this. If you're gonna do this, do this. But at the same time, like, I care too much. And I mean that in the sense that there's some stuff that I don't care. Like, I'm not gonna conform, or I'm not gonna not conform. What's the word?
I know, because I've been with you long enough.
People pleaser?
It's not even that. I think it's kind of that, but I think that if you just let some things be and do you.
Yeah, but I was doing that. And then I was doing that, it was like a whole lot of resistance.
Well, what I mean by be you is your activities. The activities that you do. Let's say whatever it is, whatever activities that you're doing. Like, for instance, like when you make that post today. You was doing you. You made your post. When you go to work, you're doing you. Now, when you come, I want them to play the yada yada yada, play the game for whatever reason, because I feel like yada yada yada. You know what? He's fine with that. That he's doing it for a certain reason. You know what? If all of them are still gonna love you, it's perfectly fine. Let me go do me. Let me not take time out of it. Not even take time out of what I should be doing, which is best overall, to appease so-and-so over here who's been jumping and playing all day, which is what he's doing right now. Like I said, just watch what he does. He'll be bouncing up on the bed.
I know that. That has nothing to do with it.
Because it what I'm saying is leave some things.
But I'm talking.
So that you can focus on the business.
I know. The battle is within of myself. Remember, the greatest enemy lies within, not without.
And it's time. It's time to start also creating
creating content.
It's content. And videos. Let me tell you why.
Making myself out.
Let me tell you, but you don't know why though. I don't know why. Because look. I have courage. I'm courageous. I have an artistical, creative side. But I'm not better than you in speaking. I don't have a better presence than you. I'm just not speaking. Voice-wise or whatever, I can't articulate and reach people better than you can.
Articulation and your enunciation and the way that you pronounce words.
But when I do it, I will do it, and I am going to continue to do it, but you are a magic masterpiece. And because of your, and you have to understand that you radiate.
Well, that was a topic of conversation with somebody up there, and they were saying they're a Reiki master.
Where's your ring at?
Where's your ring at?
In the box. Where's your ring at?
In the box.
Why?
Because I was doing Rihanna's hair yesterday, my friend got tripped.
I'm not going for that.
You ain't got no ring on. Sometimes I see a ring. Anyway, you coming opposite. You like change the subject. All I'm saying is there was a Reiki master, and what he was saying is that my energy radiates, and the difference between my energy and somebody else's energy is that it draws other people to me. But there's always a but in that, is that it doesn't always draw the attention that I want. Like my stalker person that ended up happening. Because my energy is just so like, just shining, and it's just out there. It attracts everything. So for me, my balance is being able to keep what I want to keep in and push out what I want to push out. That's where I get tumbled in. Like the stalker situation, that got pushed out.
See, I know where that comes.
But then when it comes from like hurting someone emotionally because there's something that I want to say, because in not saying that, it's holding me back. But in then saying that, it causes a rift. Like those like things is where
I know what you're talking about, it because even when I met you, it's nothing. And the thing is you open up more than you need to. And it's cool for me, but you'll do it for you open up for a lot of people.
But that's just my personality.
That's just your personality.
Than other people get, but that's just my personality.
See, me, I'm a work, like, I've done, like, as far as, like, maybe, like, flirting and things like that, I've always made sure that I didn't do it. So I'm hardened to that fact. So even when I speak, I have these hard facial expressions on my face, you know what I mean? I speak a certain way because I've trained myself to not even put that energy off. You know what I mean? And that may be because I'm a Sagittarius. I'm too serious. I'm married. I have a wife. Back up. So I don't do a lot of flirty things. Yes, I like to keep my hair neat.
Oh, so I flirt?
Yes, you do. When you smile, and I'm not saying smile is a flirty thing, but when you smile and open up towards, you know what I mean? Those, that can be.
Well, what I said is it.
Hold on.
What I was saying. Okay, bring a little grrrr on here. What I was saying, and it goes to the effect. Hey, honey. It goes into the effect of like the whole.
Look.
Yes, sir. Because I am. No, sir. Because I am who I am, and because I do open up. That's what I was saying. Like, I know when a situation where if there's a man trying to just like,
or a woman.
Just trying to come on me too strong. Look, I know how to be like and stiff arm that.
But that's your benefit. That's where you benefit, though. That's your power. Yes, you're gonna have 20% garbage, 20% acid, 80% alkaline. You know what I mean? People are going to come and listen to Mama Lucretia, Mama Busby. You understand? People are going to come, sit, and listen. And because of who you are, like Young Pharaoh was saying, this is what Young Pharaoh was saying. Young Pharaoh was saying, basically, I can't even say it. Basically, our melanin can be detected I'm just gonna make up a crazy number, like 30 miles out, whereas someone who's melanin recessive can only be detected half a mile out. That's because you are
no.
Remember that the color, the melanin color, is all the colors combined, right? Of the light spectrum.
Yes.
So you are nothing but light radiating outward. So when people see you, what they're looking at is light. You understand? So that light, that photon, that energy can be felt. So for you, that energy is reaching out to them.
Yes, I know that. And that's what I'm saying. I'm saying I'm soft-hearted in certain situations. It's usually family, but I'm soft-hearted in that area. Like, people outside of family, it's easy for me to be like, skirt.
But let me tell you about it. Not tell that to anybody, and I have been telling you that everyone is doing what they're going to do what they need to do to live their life. You're good. You're not the magic pill. You're not the only person in their life in other words. Everyone has mom, dad, brothers, sisters, buddies, co-workers, friends, family. Like, no one is the savior. No one is important. You know what I'm trying to say? You know what I mean, man? So you don't need to give extra of yourself to someone else. Cause they got this. Everyone got this. You know what I mean? Like they don't need you like that, like you think they do. Nobody needs me like I may think that they do. You know what I'm saying? Like everyone's gonna do what they need to do. You know what I mean? So go ahead and shine. You know what I mean? Really do what you need to do. And it's cool to help people, you know what I'm saying, to be a blessing for people. But if it's not needed, which is 9 times out of 10, it's not, you know what I'm saying, do you. You know? And you'll be good. Like in this instance, like they ask you, hey, can you stay for an extra hour? You know, you can be like, right, you know what, I'm gonna stay for an extra hour just to show you that, you know, I may need you later down the road. Alright, I'm gonna stay for an extra hour. Just in case you may want to call on me, I may, you know what I'm saying, have a little agreement. But don't just stay because they ain't got nobody else to stay. Okay, what did you get out of it in return? Alright, they look at you, they can depend on you. So when the time comes again later down the road, you know what? Let me call it back up and let's get it back over here. You know what I mean?
But that's why I'm saying why I keep getting put on projects is because they, not even that, I'm good.
You're good.
And it's different because she let 3 people go this morning. I walked in the door and 3 people were getting like, y'all got to go because you're scoring horrible. Then I was like, oh, well, I can go on the other project that they need me on. She's like, no. I want you to stay. We need you to stay. And then it turned out, at the end of the day, she sent everybody home except for 3 people. It was just us 3. Because everybody else was scoring more than
you. You're a 4.0. You are a leader of the country. You, if the system was legit, you are supposed to be, damn, you are supposed to be the top 5%. The top 1%, right? A 4.0 is the top 1%, right? Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be the top 1% of the society financially. But this system ain't built up like that. You made all A's. You're supposed to be at the top. That's not how it is. No. But you can see it show.
Either I'm overqualified or I don't have enough experience. Mm. And if I come with experience, I'm overqualified. If I don't have the, but anyways, The point is that let's make our own sauce instead of being lost in someone else's.
And that's what we're doing. That's right. That's what we're doing. That's what we are. Create on reality. I'm going to keep putting out this content. And when you come in, right? When you start creating, you're going to come in with another set of instructions. And we're going to move forward. So I think this was a good meeting. You can load this up on Anchor. You can take that, put that on the computer, and make a video with it, put out all our content, all our shit put it out there. And let's be real. I ain't trying to be funny for nobody.